Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome in, Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conrad Norris, Rob Long is off this week. It's a day that ended in a Y, so that means an Oriole loss last night.
But what the actual? I mean, what's going on?
I have no idea.
Seriously.
Tommy goes today. He's got to be a stopper, right? So
we just have a shot.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to get into that. A lot of talk about Elias finally speaking to the media, the local media upset that he did it on the road when none of the beat reporters were there. And it sounds like, seems like that was kind of the plan.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, we're going to get into all that. But
why, though? We'll talk about it.
Well, you know why. Like,
no, it's a terrible idea.
You're not going to face the tough questions. And
but you I mean, have
he did.
To.
He's faced some of them, but like, I think they were worried about how in-depth some of these other guys could get on some of those questions, but I don't know, it's just weird. Anyway, we'll get into all that. I did want to talk about last night. I went to Archbishop Curley at their sports banquet and spoke. Outside of sounding like a bumbling idiot, my first question that they asked me, it was a great time. I was telling Ed, I have this thing now where I don't know if it's brain fog from all the edibles I've eaten over the past 4 years.
Yes.
Nonstop every day. Or if it's something else. I mean, my family has a history of dementia, and I'm not saying that's what it is, but like...
Don't rule it out.
You know, like, yeah.
Worries me, yeah. It worries me, too.
I was asked a question, and I immediately blanked of what the question was, and then it came back to me, and it happens all the time. Like, I'll be having a conversation with you, and you've heard me do it. It's like, what were we talking about?
Yeah.
And it's been happening so much recently, but the one thing I wanted to say, like, it was awesome being there, seeing the kids, hearing some of the stories... the young man, Nigel Howard, and what he went through with his brain cancer, and just like that's inspirational. But Deontay Hardy last night was amazing. And I don't know if he did it intentionally or not. There's not many times like I feel like at a speaking engagement, I got outshined by somebody. You know what I mean? Like he had this ongoing thing. Every question, his answer was have a Snickers and play Call of Duty. So they were like, hey, you know, how'd you stay out of trouble when you were, you know, in college going to the NFL? I stayed home, had a Snickers, and played Call of Duty. And it's like, how do you get ready for a game? And he looks around the room, and everybody's just waiting for it. I eat a Snickers, and then I play Call of Duty. And it's like, how do you take care of your body? And he's looking at everybody, and he goes, he just puts his hands up like this, and then you hear Snickers, Call of Duty. He was so funny last night. And the thing that I took away from it, and I wish I could have stayed longer and talked to him. So they asked for advice to young kids, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm so long-winded in everything I do, I said, I'm going to be short with this. Just be nice. Be nice to people. Talked about my depression and everything that I went through. And lo and behold, when they went to Deontay Hardy, he has his own foundation on it with depression and mental health. And In fact, saying those words, it's okay to not be okay, which is something we got to say more of. So I just wanted to say that at the beginning. I had such a great time there. Top notch with what they did for those kids and seeing the videos, everybody dressed up. It was really cool.
That's cool. It's a good night.
And then we're going to have a great night with you.
Tomorrow night.
And that's open to the public, right?
Yeah, of course.
I'm charging $5 at the door. I don't care.
Okay.
No, but we'll be at the Mount Washington Tavern. What time are you getting there?
It's still, what is it, 5:30?
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't look at it. That's why I'm asking right now in the air. I'm going to write it down. Yes.
Around then.
Probably. Yeah, Miss Katie's coming, so it's going to be fun.
Miss Katie's making a public appearance?
Yeah. I think I don't know if she likes that, or she can't bail on me now. But we've got, so today's a big day for you too, man. Like, Nick's first playoff game, or first conference Eastern final. Conference game coming up against the Pacers. We saw what happened with the Thunder last night as they routed the Wolves. Anthony Edwards rolled his ankle in the first quarter. A lot of talk. There were two big things that happened last night that I found interesting. Anthony Edwards bringing up SGA and the whole, I'm just driving into you to get a foul and getting to the line. Mm-hmm. It's what we kind of talked about, the people that are... Yeah. You know, say that, I don't even want to say the people that are saying Jokic should be the MVP. That they're, you know, that it comes down to just, hey, he dives into people and gets free throws and he gets most of his points at the line. He shoots more free throws than anybody in the league. If it's that case, or Mike Malone, former Nuggets coach, after the Thunder won, said that's why SGA is the MVP. And I went, well, that's interesting. Because you had Jokic with you the entire time, and I guess because he didn't stand up for you when you were getting fired, now you're saying the other guy's the MVP. So I think it'll be a fun series, but we shall see. And a bunch of other stuff that we're going to get into today, too. You know, Mark Viviano is going to join the program. We'll talk to Steve Molesky. Had a really nice night in gambling, so we'll get into all that. But, you know, one of the other things, Ed, that I wanted to get to is I met up with one of our listeners, Mary Kay, the P1. And Joe, you can get in on this too, because you'll remember this conversation. I did a World of Stupid story on the animal names that are tied to, you know, gay guys, like otter, bear. So Mary Kay, who is a tour guide, she was in Alaska and said she hadn't seen...
I remember when she went to Alaska.
Okay, so and she said she picked up some stuff for it. I haven't opened this yet to see what it is, but it's something for all of us where... and she said you'll be able to figure out whose is whose. So yeah, I guess I'm the bear. Bald is beautiful, Alaska. I guess that's for you and Rob. And then Joe, you got the otter because you were an otter. So there you go. That's very nice, Mary Kay.
That's very nice.
It's funny too to figure out what you would be in the gay community.
I'm bald eagle.
I think that's one of them. Joe's an otter. Anyway,
it's very nice. Thank you if she's listening.
It's
very nice of her.
It's funny because of what was going on in that moment. Like, it's a callback.
Funny to say that. It's like, because we've done these things. I can't remember how we talked about the World Wildlife Federation once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of my favorite animals.
Yeah.
And I like polar bears and killer whales. I'm like, I love killer. That is the wildest apex predator. I don't even know that. Do you know killer whales up in Massachusetts are attacking boats? Biting the propellers off.
Killer whales are the apex predator. There's nothing that can hurt them in the water except for us.
Yeah.
Us, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, they attack, you know.
They attack great white sharks.
Great white sharks. Anything.
They ram great whites, and it's weird because don't they only eat like their liver or something? They eat something out of them that they enjoy. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyway. And it's funny that you're saying this because you got that. You know what my favorite animal was as a kid? And I'm not even joking because I had all these books, these Ranger Rick and all these encyclopedias and stuff. Mine was a narwhal. What did they mail me? The most random thing ever. They mailed me a narwhal.
Yeah, I got a killer whale. Yeah. I got. They mailed me an orca. Like
that's cool.
The same thing. Yes. I got a question. I just got an email. My reservation was canceled from Open Table at Evo in North Scottsdale, Arizona.
Damn, that sucks, man.
How does this happen? And it's like, and I'm going, what, did someone hack my account? Like, I don't live in Arizona, obviously. And then I'm looking. It was seating for two, 7:45 for Ethan Norris.
Oh, nice.
Do we have the same email?
No. I get this all the time because, like, everybody in my family, well, I shouldn't say everybody, the boys, my older brother, my dad, we're all JCs. Like,
right.
Joe Kahn Sr., Joe Kahn Jr., you know, me. And so, like, when it came down to it of, here we go again with the brain thing. I'm like, I'm getting that hamster back on the wheel. No, but it's, we get that too, where it's, you know, there's, I don't want to say the confusion, but, you know.
Well, I don't want to, you know, it's funny. And I got another guy must have this similar name. It's similar to my, like Eric Norris or something. But it's like, he keeps getting stuff about auditions.
Do you think it's just phishing?
That's what I'm afraid of. Like, I don't want to say, hey, you got the wrong guy.
Because I get Jeff Kahn, and yeah. I even get Joe Kahn, and that's not me, you know. Like,
yeah, I'm getting these things for, like, you know, auditions and a possible job opportunity in acting. And I'm like, well, I'm a member of SAG, but it's not me, obviously. And then it's another name. I'm like, should I tell them? And I'm like, I don't, because I don't want to get in contact with these people if it's phishing. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I think it is, but like, how many of those do you get all the time? Like,
the PayPal ones are ridiculous. Because that comes right from a PayPal site.
Mm-hmm.
The way these guys have rigged this, where it's actually coming through a PayPal site, so it looks real, and then whatever, it gets diverted to them. If you look it up online, it's really really devious what they did.
I started reading, and then I lost it on social media, but there was a story out yesterday about young kids when they do, it's the whole Apple Pay thing or whatever, where they ask you, hey, can you give me this and I'll give you that. And then I don't know what the scanner does or what they have, but it ends up taking your information. And I mean, anybody that's been hacked, it's an absolute bitch. Gina just got here. Anybody that's been hacked, it's just,
it's 6:11.
Yeah. The show starts at 6, sweetheart. Yeah,
show starts at 5:30.
Anyway. But no, like it's the scum of the earth that's doing this, man. Like, you're stealing from whoever. It doesn't even matter. Little old ladies.
Well, they are. And they're you know, wiping out people's retirement fortunes and stuff, targeting old people. And then I lost my mind once where people complain. I said, we really need to do, and I know we can find them. Because, I mean, the stuff that we have as a government is ridiculous. I said, they should find these people and start killing them in their sleep and make it public. That'll end it immediately. And be like, oh my God, you can't, like, no, really, they should.
Well, all right, we've got to talk about it. World of Stupid's coming up at 6:45. We'll get into NHL, shovels, all that and more later on in the show. But we're going to talk Orioles. We go over last night's game as, yet again, the Orioles lose, continuing this losing streak. And then we'll take your phone calls, 410-583-1057 right here on the
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And 0-2 pitch. Ends it. Phil Cuzzi punches out Urias from first, strike three. Uribe pitching for a third consecutive day. Strikes out three consecutive hitters. And the Brewers punch out 13 for a 5-2 win.
Yeah, 13 punchies. So I told you I was at the event last night. And by the way, the event for Ed tomorrow at Mount Washington Tavern starts at 5. So love
5
to, see
to
you
7 or 5 to midnight, whatever you want.
Yeah, 5 to whenever.
5 to whenever. 5 o'clock.
It's Friday Eve, babe. It doesn't matter. So going back to last night, like I wasn't familiar. It's kind of odd because I, again, knowing a lot about baseball and their prospects and what's coming up and the starting pitchers because gambling and DFS, like I wasn't familiar with this kid that started yesterday. Now I was able to find out some stuff about him after the fact. But as soon as I saw the score coming out of the event at Curly last night, I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's a left-hander. And I looked it up. And, nope. It's just bad. Just bad night, man. Can't get anything done. Swing and miss. Swing and miss. Jackson Holliday, what do you have, a triple last night? Another big hit. And there's nothing really to hang your hat on. Like, there. You felt like maybe, what if you got some momentum there and you came back, but did you really feel that? You know what I mean? Like, they give you just enough to kind of like, oh, okay, we just need a couple more runs. Remember we used to get those guys? And no.
No, I mean, no. I mean, yes, because they made it 3-2 at that point. So they kind of came, and then, of course.
And then give it right back.
Give it right back, yeah. Literally, here with the next inning, yeah.
This season, and I understand why, is more frustrating than any other season.
Was expected.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, in the rebuild, it's like,
yeah,
it wasn't like people would bitch and complain about losing, but like you kind of got it. There were teams that would come here to get right, and then they started, but you had these young kids that were fighting, right? So it was kind of fun to see some of those outside of, you know, when they're bringing in these, as I call them, dented cans at the end of the year to try to fill out the roster because you don't care about winning that point. That's why you sign all these 1-year deals and 2-year deals. But they've been the talk. The Orioles have been the talk across the board. MLB Network, everybody's chiming in now. You know, we talked about, who is it, Dan O'Dowd, and then we had Bowden yesterday. We were playing some of the sound from. Mark DeRosa made some comments. Everybody's talking about this in the offseason. Now, the one thing that I think a lot of these guys have said that the Orioles have drafted unbelievably. Like, they've hit.
Yeah.
And they even went back and they were going, yeah, they should have taken Bobby Witt over Adley Rutschman. And then that's when DeRosa pointed out, I was like, well, they got Gunnar Henderson in the second round. Do you think they're able to get him if they draft Bobby Witt? And that's the reason they want Adley and Gunnar. So, like, yeah, this isn't fun.
It's maddening, though, because you mentioned the 13 punchies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Logan Henderson was responsible for 7 of them. The next 6 came from other pitches. So it's not like one guy was just dominant. It's even.
Yeah.
Everyone was striking out. It's 13 strikeouts. 7 by the starter, 6 by everybody else who came in.
Here we go again. So like as I was saying yesterday, people love betting on streaks, losing streaks or winning streaks. And in Vegas, inherently will increase the odds to something that they shouldn't be. But because everybody wants to bet on the hot team or the cold team, or bet against the cold team, then it turns into something where you're like, man, there's tremendous value in taking the other side. So that's what I felt the past 2 days. I took the Orioles 2 days ago. I took them yesterday. And then today I go right back to it. Milwaukee's a -125 favorite and all the money's coming in on them. It's almost like a pick 'em game. And I'm going, I'm not doing it again. You're not going to go back to them. I feel like a battered wife. Like,
you.
He didn't mean to hit me. I fell asleep in the driveway. You know, like, it's it's just so bad right now. And the reporters that are upset that Mike Elias waited to go on the road with the team, he didn't speak, and he said he needed a few days. And it may be that, like, if everything ends up going right, I don't care about that stuff as much as these guys, but they do want him to be accountable, and he has to be.
Yeah, I got to say, though, I don't think that's the right way to handle it.
I don't either.
Because I've been in charge of big organizations, much bigger than the Orioles, you know, employee-wise, and frankly, a much more important job. Because you're dealing with people's safety and stuff. But and I've had to make terribly tough decisions. Not, you know, I was popular. You know, and there's always a lot of, there's an earthquake when you make those in that business. But when I would do it, I would actually hold a press conference immediately. Invite everyone to police headquarters, the entire press corps, ask the tough questions. You want to face Jane Miller every day, you know? And, you know, and I like Jane. I think she's very good at what she did. And we would. A lot of respect for each other.
Understanding what her job is, yeah.
Yeah, and we had a lot of respect for each other. That's why I trusted her not to screw me when, you know, she would just try to get to the facts.
By anyway, the way, I believed anything she put out because, like, she was that type of person.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
And it's like, so, you know, I faced the entire press corps, make them all, invite them all in if they came. They, of course, they come. And I would just say, I made this decision today. I'm taking over operational control of this police department. And that's it. And then I opened it to questions. And you ask me anything you want. And they would ask, you know, very tough questions, and I would answer them. And when you do that, you're done. That's well, that. And it's and you have to do that. You can't wait. I couldn't wait 3 days and do it if I was on, you know, at a conference in Minnesota.
He deserves all this criticism because, I mean, as Jacob Calvin Meyer pointed out, you let a 21-year-old kid come up and talk after a game that they just lost again after the manager was fired to face the music and talk about the manager being fired and the GM's nowhere. You know, so... I think that criticism is justified. Some of the stuff in the offseason, looking at the guys they signed and more people were talking about, you know, should have been the offseason where they grabbed an Eovaldi and a Manaea. But Manaea, so like you can look at three of the contracts in the offseason and go, those are, I don't want to call them busts, but, you know, Blake Snell getting hurt, Sean Manaea getting hurt. There's one other one I'm blanking on, but you get the picture. You get the picture. Like there's certain guys that you're spending for and you're going to go, it didn't work out. Why didn't it work out? Was it injury? Was it just poor play? But when this situation, you're like, were they even in on those guys? And it was kind of telling when Mark DeRosa, was it DeRosa? One of the guys said he talked to a player, I think it was Manaea, like, hey, what did the Orioles offer you? They didn't even call me. And not that you have to be in on all these guys. Mm-hmm. Like I think Manaea kind of caught lightning in a bottle last year. He's a lefty, but still, I trust him way more than these cats you've been throwing out there. I mean, you paid Charlie Morton $16 million to basically avoid retirement to send himself into retirement this year on this crappy-ass team.
I like Manaea. I mean, it was, you know, when the Mets re-signed him, because I thought he was leaving, and then they re-signed him. Now he's obviously he's hurt, but...
Like I'm not saying he's a bad pitcher, but like you see this all the time where like Seth Lugo in Kansas City, it's like, oh, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Chris Bubich in Kansas City. Like there's
I still wanted to pick up Manaea though. I thought he would have been when it was getting to that, but I said, well, Manaea's still out there. And then he re-signs with the Mets. I was like, all right.
And the other thing that happened is O'Dowd beat them up pretty good with the fact it's like, hey, he would have done this. He said, I did the same thing. I'm drafting position players because there's less chance of them being a bust. And I'm going out and trying to find the right pitchers that fit what we want in trading for him. And he said he felt like they should have taken a Kobe Mayo or one of these guys and made the move and get Garrett Crochet. Again, I don't know what the asking price was there, but the Orioles had more to offer than any other team or better to offer than any other team, if you ask me. So that was a swing and a miss. And then, you know, I'm just surprised with the – I thought Pivetta and some of these other guys made so much sense. You know, I love Max Fried, but not on an 8-year deal.
Yeah, and he's pitching extremely well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's been lights out.
Lights out. Is his ERA still around one?
Yeah, I think his last. Yeah, he actually pitched. I think he pitched well in his last start. May have given up a couple runs, but maybe Saturday. I think.
I mean, he's been ridiculous this year. I mean, last I looked, he was. Yeah, his ERA is 1.29.
Yep.
Yeah, he's leading the majors.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, this kind of season, and it's funny, everybody I talked to last
night. Singer's is 1.43.
Who's that?
Cody Singer.
Senga. That's that gyro ball, man.
Yeah. 1-4-3. Damn.
Pretty damn good. Well, look, with the way that things are going for the Orioles, I've been talking to some fans last night. It's like, man, this is a long season. I still love them, but some people are saying they're tuning out sooner than they have been in years past. And I totally get it. Like, we're right back to, hey, when did the Ravens start? Because this has been just absolutely brutal.
After a while, it's like, you can't blame people. They're just like, enough.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get to some of your reactions, talking about Mike Elias' Tuesday media availability. Are you buying his answers to all the tough questions they ask? What do you think? 410-583-1057, right here on The Fan.
There come times where the go-forward look at things involve different voice. And, you know, ultimately, I'm stretching back into early last summer. This is a team that we feel has been collectively and individually to varying degrees underperforming its talent level. And we want something new in order to hopefully restore them to the level of play that we expect of ourselves.
That's Mike Elias talking to a handful of reporters, right? Not the beat guys on the road. So in what he said there too, like, people are taking the comment about, you know, firing Brandon Hyde, the new voice, going back to some of the things he said on our show, going back to some of the things he said on other shows when he went on his little tour there for a while. Listening to him, I think the firing came down from ownership, and I don't think this was his plan. And I think that's why this is a little awkward and trying to move forward. Because he's a guy that I felt like when he's been on with us that he's been honest.
I do too.
And I think he was being honest when he said the manager's fine. And then obviously things happen, and you're going, well, this ain't it. Somebody had to be fired.
I'm with you. I give him the benefit of the doubt because I think he's been very honest and gives great answers. Gives answers. And I've talked to him privately. I've interviewed him privately. I've seen him in spring training. We still went. That's how long he's been there. Wow. I just realized that. We've had conversations just about, you know, he knew about what we did in the police department. He knew about CompStat, how we ran it. Because I saw an analysis. We did it. He goes, oh, I know all about that. And he started talking about that. Then I ran into him in Hyde Park Steakhouse in Sarasota last year. And he was with his wife and kids. And we chatted. You know, I was with Celeste. I like him. I just, he's a very likable guy. And I really believe he is honest. And I get you. It may have actually been like, you know, the ownership came out and said, something's got to happen here.
I was listening to Dan O'Dowd on MLB Network, and one of the things that he brought up that I agree with, it's been frustrating. It really is a weird set of circumstances to be where you are as the Orioles. And I'm not talking about this year. Like, you had all these young players come up at the same time, and then you had other young players that are ready to come up behind them, but now they're kind of blocked with what you have here, which would then lead you to say, well, hey, don't you want to move that piece to go get this? Mm-hmm. If he truly was going to run this team like the Rays, no, you're hoarding your prospects. And then you're usually trading guys at the end of their deals or when they're going to come up and trying to get more prospects. I.e., when the Rays did that, they traded Chris Archer to the Pirates and get two pieces back for him.
It's funny. I got to criticize myself. When they traded Chris Archer, I'm like, what are you, crazy? He's got the best slider in baseball. Like, guy's awesome.
We all said
Then he fell off the page. He didn't perform the same after they saw it. I'm like, wow.
Baseball is
Tampa, I got a respect for the Rays. I'm not a fan of the team.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do really respect the organization.
But he said a long time ago that he wanted to build this team, i.e. akin to the Rays. And then we were all like, well, I hope you're going to spend some more money. Ownership changes, and now they're willing to spend money. They spent money in the wrong way in the offseason. I mean, look, the injuries, there's a ton of injuries. And I think that's one of the biggest problems they're having right now. Because as we said, if they were able to weather that storm till May and the pitching starts to come back, like now it just looks like such an uphill battle. You can't do we'll just take it one game at a time, one series at a time and try to get back in it. The season's done.
Yeah.
And they're going to be making decisions that we didn't expect them to make at the trade deadline. Now, the other part of this, of what Dan O'Dowd brought up, he said, Heston Kjerstad, like, you drafted him, what, number two overall? The best left-handed power bat. In that grouping, I think Spencer Torkelson was the best power bat. If I remember, I think they were in the same draft. And he's the first baseman for the Tigers. And the Tigers had him up and said, this kid stinks, and set him back down. Didn't know what was going to happen. And then he figured it out. And then you're looking at him this year, and he's got double-digit home runs. He looks like the guy they drafted. But he was very critical of the team. It's like, when's Kjerstad playing? Like, that's a guy you should have up, and he should be getting 500, 600 bats and figure out who he is. Right?
Yes, I think you have to.
But it's hard to do that when you're also in a pennant race And people can say what they want about this year, but this was the winningest team the past two seasons. So you have a good team, but you also have young guys that you need to cut their teeth at this level. The Kobe Mayo stuff that's going on, that sucks. This guy, he has nothing left to prove at AAA. Nothing. So if you're not going to use him here, use him to get something of value. I don't want him to trade him, but I also don't want him to see him killing it at AAA and not get another opportunity here because everybody thinks he stinks now because, what was he, 0 for 30? They said the same thing about Jackson Holiday. This kid ain't it. I know it.
Yes.
Now look at him.
And look, think about it. People, we should trade him, get rid of him now while, you know.
This is why I hate having these arguments with people because whatever happens in the near future, that's how everything is. Last year it was, man, Joey Ortiz might win Rookie of the Year in the National League. Didn't.
Right.
You know, and everybody, I can't believe you traded him. He could have been right here. We could have had him. No, it's not what happens. And now everybody's on the Kyle Stowers thing. And he even said, like, I think he was just on a podcast talking about how things worked out. He's in a better situation because he gets to play every day now. That wasn't going to happen here. Yeah. He wasn't even going to play, get a cup of coffee because the time he got caught up, what, he hit 125? Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, he's got to go back down.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We've seen this movie before, though. I mean, you know, with Gausman, it was one. I mean, just this trolley back and forth. It's like you never know where you are. You have no confidence. And then when you come up, you're not confident because if you make a mistake, oh, my God, they're going to send me down again. So, like, how do you get into a rhythm? Yeah. And sports is all, to me, it's all rhythm. I don't care what sport it is. You've got to play it. You've got to get reps. And no matter what sport it is, you can't just, you know, I told you, I make fun of myself. I got put in at the end. We played in the University of Buffalo in a freezing rainstorm with snow everywhere. It was terrible, terrible conditions. They put me in during the trying to two-point conversion. They put me in to cover a world-class sprinter. My jersey is still on fire. It's like, what are you? I'm freezing. I haven't played. Get in there.
There you go.
Okay. He caught the pass.
Yeah. I could imagine. This is so funny. Let's grab Donnie in Dundalk real quick. He wants to talk about Elias. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
So I don't know if I'm ready to sell on Elias yet. So, you know, I do like the comment you guys made about, you know, being one of the winningest teams in the past 2 years. You know, I think that Elias's draft strategy might need to be tweaked a little bit. I did like the Billy Cook for Pat Riley trade to the Pirates. Unfortunately, Riley just went under. He got Tommy John surgery. So that kind of stinks. But I'm hopeful that, you know, in the coming years, we can start drafting pitchers and putting them through these academies and giving them all the information that they need to, you know, grow and become those great pitchers, hopefully, in the future. The last comment wanted to make is I did agree with your Kerstad and Mayo comments. You know, I think that the big logjam there is unfortunately Ryan Mountcastle. You know, he's not hitting well. You know, I think that if we
did last night,
he's hitting now, but he wasn't hitting well for most of the season. Go ahead. Sorry.
Right.
Go ahead.
You sit Mountcastle. You let those kids come and play. You put O'Hearn at DH, and then let's see what they can do. Let it rip. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, man. Yeah, look, I think O'Hearn's a candidate to be traded. I think there's a bunch of these guys.
Because he's valuable.
Call up Basayo. Yeah. Call up, you know, if this is what we're going to watch, at least let's find out if these prospects are any good.
Yeah.
And then the problem is, if they hit, people are like, oh, you can't trade them. And then they stop hitting. It's like, now I want to trade them. It's very difficult to sell low. Talk to the Marlins about what's going on with Sandy Alcantara. They don't want to move him now because he looks like he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy has so much talent that they think he's going to turn it around at some point.
Would Juan Soto have gotten the contract he got if he was playing like this?
No.
Seriously.
I mean, he would have got
a big contract.
But not
now,
that.
Now he's dogging it. He's been accused of dogging it or whatever. Yeah. And so he's not hitting that well. He's not running out play. He turned a double into a single the other day.
Yeah, of course he did. That's what he does. He's just, I mean, anyway. We've got the World of Stupid coming up next. We've got some fun stories here. I do want to talk about a food delivery guy that wound up in the wrong location. And something that Ed's going to really like, orgasmic meditation.
Mm.
There's a woman that, you know, this is what she's preaching. She was on, she forced a couple of her workers to do something together, which now has her in hot water. I'll talk about it when we come back in the World of Stupid.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. Let's start off with this. Ed, I was going to do this yesterday, but we ran out of time. I'd mentioned to you, do you buy into these, like chicken soup for the soul? Like when you're sick, like chicken soup's going to help. Matzah's going to, like there's certain things that people think are healing.
Yeah. Chicken Soup for the Soul was a book.
Well, I'm talking about people. Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Chicken, you mean like comfort foods for healing?
Yeah, because there was this big story about how everyone, and I believe this because we all do it, mm-hmm. the greatest hangover remedy or migraine remedy is going to McDonald's and getting a fountain Coke and a large yeah. fry. Yeah. And that's one that I really believe because I know every time I've ever had a rough night drinking and I got my stomach's all out of whack in the morning. I want something greasy to put on that belly. That's what I want.
Yeah. Well, I do, but first of all, food matters. I mean, when people put terrible stuff into their bodies, you see it on them, not just with obesity, but like skin issues, their eyes aren't clear. They just eat terribly and they have all kinds of health problems because you need nutrients. I mean, and you just do. And things like chicken soup, things like warm liquids help you when you're sick.
That's what I was going to say. It's more of the warm liquid being comforting.
Yeah, well, it does. It helps and it steam. It helps your congestion. It keeps you hydrated. So yes, it absolutely helps. You know, so yes, I do believe in that stuff. And with McDonald's, I don't know what it is. It may be the sugar from the Coke. It may be the salt from the fries that help you, you know, get more electrolytes in your body because you need that. You need salt when you're dehydrated from a night of drinking.
Because there's these stupid like my wife. Every time she got sick, she wanted a Slurpee. And I got her Slurpees for so many years every time she got sick that now that's what I freaking drink when I get sick. Yeah, like, you want to get me a Slurpee? The hell do I want one of those things for? But again, I guess being cool and it's the exact opposite of that, but the same type of I guess it's like, too, like players that prefer the hot tub over the cold tub.
Hmm. Well, it says, let me realize here, Coke and fries may offer temporary relief, a boost in energy during a hangover. They're not actual cures. They may provide temporary sugar rush and caffeine to combat fatigue and dehydration. Can also worsen dehydration later. Yes, but they do give you apparently an immediate little boost.
Are you a doctor?
I'm at Google. Oh, yeah, I'm at the.
I didn't know if there was a doctor that said that.
No, it's the what is this, Gemini, the AI overview on Google.
There's so many AI things out there now. Did you hear the story about the food delivery driver that ended up on the tarmac at O'Hare?
No.
He drove across active runways. He was in the wrong
area.
How
did he get in?
That's what they're trying to figure out. There was an open gate. He was looking around. Like, if you've ever gone the wrong way or been somewhere you shouldn't be at BWI, you definitely... I've had that happen where I was sitting in an area that wasn't like...
Public area?
No, like a cell... They have you sit...
Cell phone lot, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was sitting in an area I shouldn't be in. Right. And he said, you got to go over to the cell phone lot. You're not in the right spot. But they came over and definitely said something to you. But... How do you get on the tarmac and just start driving across it, man? Like, there's this jackass. My question,
when did you notice this? Like, you're pulling it. That's one of the busiest airports in the country, first of all.
We went out of that airport, and we were in a line that I've never been in a line that long because I could have swore we weren't going to make our plane.
It's crazy. I mean, Atlanta is the busiest airport in the world, Atlanta Hartsfield. But that's a very busy airport. And, like, so you're pulling through the wrong gate. You see there's no streets. And there's planes everywhere, and you keep driving with your foot. Like, where are you going?
Yeah, it was a DoorDash driver. A source told the CBS News Chicago the delivery driver drove miles along the interior and restricted roads at O'Hare, potentially crossing runways before someone spotted him from the air traffic control tower. What a jackass.
I mean, I hate to do this, but my mind goes right there. I'd be looking at this guy. Terror probe.
Yep.
Because what they do is they probe and probe and probe to see if anybody notices if you can get into an airport or something like that. They do it all the time trying to breach fences. I would be looking at that guy hard.
Do you have to ask to be probed? Is it that type of probe?
It's a little different.
I shouldn't make light of that because that stuff's serious, and it's funny that's where your mind goes because it has to.
It does. I mean, they do that all the time. Like, we had right after 9/11, when Bush, we had a kid taking recon photos. Surveillance of the CSX tunnels. And he was right at Central Casting. He had the PLO scarf on, and he's taking photos of the tunnel. This is how terrible we are. I get a briefing from a three-letter organization who shall not be named. I see that kid's name on their chart. I go, are you looking at this guy? No, he's nothing. I go, no, he's somebody. He's something. He's doing. He goes, no. I say, he was arrested. He was arrested for vandalism. I go, and trespassing. I go, no. It's like, did you talk to the officer who locked him up? No, he didn't do it. That's Detective 101.
What did it turn out to be? Like, is it?
It turned out to be he was part of a cell. Like,
Well, I guess with those situations too, like you can't overlook anything in those moments nowadays because that's how all these awful things happen across the globe.
When they tell people you see something, say something, it's serious, man. If you see something that makes your spider senses tingle, tell somebody.
Everything makes my spider senses tingle. How about this? Executives at an orgasmic meditation startup, whatever that is. I mean, I guess you can kind of figure it out. They're saying force their staff to have sex with each other in an attempt to relieve the tension between them. A federal trial just heard this. One Taste founder, Nicole Dadone, 57, and former head of sales, Rachel Cherwitz, 44, have been charged with one count of forced labor conspiracy. Witnesses took the stand in New York and detailed their disturbing experiences working for the cult-like San Francisco-based company. One former worker referred to only as Max to protect their identity told the court that Cherwitz sent two staff members off to have sex during a sales meeting. Claiming that they had too much sexual tension between the two of them. Quote, I felt so sick inside. I think that was the moment I just woke up. Adding that the partner of one of the workers sent off for sex had a breakdown while she waited for the pair to return to the room. There is something that if they told you to go off in a room and have sex with someone here, you do have the option to say no, right?
I had the option, but.
Well, I mean, you're not saying no, but you get what, like...
You want to know how many rooms have been used in this building?
Oh, get out of here, man. Ed knows how, like, there's very few people that can get to me, and he knows a couple things that make me go, oh, come on. And I can't even say the one on the air, which I would love to. I'd love to tell everybody how you torture me. The ex-CEO was also accused of encouraging a female employee to sexually service her former boyfriend.
Say that again?
She's accused of forcing her to sexually service her former boyfriend. I want you guys to go have sex right now, she told the pair. Their account echoed that of a woman referred to as Becky, with the good hair, who was one of the two employees allegedly sent out of the sales meeting to have sex. And again, the only reason I'm saying, like, you have the option to say no, if you get fired because you didn't have sex with someone, you're going to make a ton of money.
However, this is why I've been here 20 years. I just don't say no.
Oh, see? That's, yeah.
And then they keep you. This is what happens.
Yeah. All right, hour number two coming up. We're going to talk to Mark Viviano at 7:30. But up next.
Okay, one second.
Yeah.
A friend of mine just texted me. My girlfriend and I were in college and we had a nighttime pool party in Virginia. Accidentally directed us into the CIA. Our car was surrounded by dudes and machine guns, and I was on a watch list for 2 years.
Jesus. That sounds like fun. Well, we're going to get to some NHL talk. Ed's NHL recap coming up next here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.